Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Trying to see if I'm on the air or not here. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Tamalee and Hurd.
Hey, hold on. I'm trying to get the call up. Hang on there.
Okay. All right. Is really wanting to get restarted.
I think we all
you don't
want
to point
hear
them
call now?
To leadership training call
yeah,
tonight. That's at 9:30 Central Time and 10:30 Eastern Time on this very same line, and that's going to be led by our director, Craig Sweet. So you'll definitely want to be on the call tonight. Hey, yes, there is a Jet Set Directors meeting today that will be at the same place at the same time. If you're a Jet Set Director, $10,000 bonus earner, or you wear the President's Club ring, please be at Jet Set Directors meeting today. Hey, also, and speaking of the cruise, you know, it's 1 week from today. 1 week from today. Make sure that you have registered by doing the Fun Pass. Just FYI, they want as many people as we can to already be pre-registered. And so you'll just go to, after you've gotten your booking number, that's what's important, is to get your booking. When I spoke with Eva, she expected most everyone would have their booking number by tomorrow. So if you haven't had it yet, just hang on tight because she expects to have all of those done by tomorrow. And you'll go to carnival.com and click on My Cruise. And then in the subcategory there, you'll see Fun Pass. Go ahead and click on that. Have your passport and all of your travel arrangements after the cruise available. And then that will expedite. And you can print your Fun Pass at the end. And that's how you know that you are complete. But that's certainly going to help everybody move through the process of boarding the ship a whole lot quicker. Are you guys excited? It's going to be so much fun next week. Hey, but before that, tonight in New York City, not New York City, but near New York City at the JFK Airport at the Holiday Inn, JFK Airport tonight, grab a couple of friends and have them come out and meet a YTV millionaire. Yes, James Pruitt is going to be at the Holiday Inn at JFK Airport tonight. He's going to be there visiting our superstar directors, Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough, and soon-to-be directors, Noah and Linda Matos, and brand-new directors, Garland and Marcia Webb. So make sure to come out tonight. Grab a couple of friends, because we definitely guest in the house, okay? So that's going to be tonight at the Holiday Inn at the JFK Airport. Now, that exact address is 144-02 135th Avenue in Jamaica, New York, okay? That's at the Holiday Inn, JFK Airport, 144-02 135th Avenue in Jamaica, New York. That's going to be tonight. Why don't you get there early, about 7 o'clock? And I want everyone to plan ahead, okay? So we've got tonight, James is going to be in New York. Next week, we're all going to be on the cruise. But then the following week, when we get off the cruise, we're still going to hang out in Florida for a little bit. And that following Monday and Tuesday, we're going to do a couple of fast start meetings there in the Miami area. That's going to be fast start meetings. So the information will be on your website. That's going to be Monday and Tuesday following the cruise. Make sure and have your guests already lined up so that you can start your business going right away. All that fantastic training you're going to hear on the cruise, you'll be able to put it to use right away. That's July 7th. We're going to be in West Palm. July 8th, going to be in Sunrise, Florida, okay? I'll give you more information on that along the way. But I think it's now, it's time to go ahead and bring on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to you on this line, Power Team Leaders. Good morning to you. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus Earners. Good morning, President's Club Ring Wearers. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, directors. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning to all of you, but especially a good morning to the Power Team Leaders on this call. You know, I just want to stop this morning, Marcia, and just recognize a few people that I think are just doing an absolutely wonderful, wonderful job. I want to first congratulate Noah and Linda Matos, 23 in their Power Team this month on the 23rd day of the month. That is what I'm talking about. Way to go, Noah and Linda Matos, just a breath away from becoming a YTB director, three $10,000 dream bonuses. Man, what an awesome, awesome, perfect couple. I want to just congratulate Chris Cavendon, director on the Jet Set team, for the amount that he is producing in his Power Team this month. It has to make us all just stand up and clap. I just want to also recognize Mr. Reggie Gallen. Boy, Reggie, I see what you're doing. You're letting your numbers do the talking 18 this month in your Power Team. Just so proud of you and for succeeding and pushing through hard times and succeeding in the face of some tragedies and difficulties. And I'm just proud of you for what you're doing, keeping the main thing the main thing. You know, I just stop and think, you know, God wants all of us to succeed. We have to understand that God wants all of us to succeed. He wants us to succeed. He's giving you the desires of your heart. Let me ask you something. How do you feel about your children? Do you want your children to succeed? Do you want to put them in a situation where they can succeed? Do you want to give them everything they can use to succeed? Well, our Father wants us to succeed as well, ladies and gentlemen. And we all know that the Word tells us that it is God that gives us the power to create wealth. Not wages, but wealth. It says that. I read, God gives you the power to create wealth. He gives you the power to succeed. He wants you to succeed. He's giving you the desires of your heart. It's just our job to be obedient, to just do it, to step right into it. every day to have helping somebody on our mind. Every day, the number of exposures that we're supposed to do, whether your pace is 5 a day, whether your pace is 10 a day, whether you're like the Jet Set Directors and your pace is 30 a day, you know, whatever your pace is, make sure that you're doing your pace, you're succeeding, you're exceeding your own expectations. Our job is just to plant the seeds and let God water it. You know, the beatdown just occurs every day. Some of those people that you talk to once upon a time, go back and chat with them. Hey, I'm just calling to chat with you. I talked to you a couple of months ago about coming aboard and starting a business with us, making $75,000 a month. You told me you were not interested in that at the time. I'm just checking back to see if the possibility of earning $50,000, $70,000, $10,000, $3,000, whatever your number is, for earning that a month is still something that you want to have. Do you still have a dream after I got that yesterday? Do you still have a dream? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to talk a little bit about the vision of this call. You know, Marcia, we've been doing this Blitz call now for about a year. It started off with a 90-day Blitz. It turned to another 90-day Blitz. It turned to another 90-day Blitz. It turned to a 60-day Blitz. And now the 60-day Blitz, we're in the home stretch of the 60-day Blitz. And you know, every once in a while I look up and think, man, I'm just a little bit pooped, you know. Wow, we've been doing this for a year, Monday through Friday, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, following the same successful routine and doing this call. And there's over 1,000 people every morning on this call, sometimes 1,200, sometimes 800, 700. But all of you are plugged into this call. Some of you right now are in the restroom at work, sneaking and listening to this call with a pen and paper. See, that's what I'm talking about. People that want it so bad they can feel it. Let me tell you something. Every once in a while when Marcia and I look up and think, man, I'm just a little winded, Marcia. I'm just a little tired. We go back and watch the Passion of the Christ. You feel like you're tired. You feel like you don't know if you can keep on going. You feel like, man, I'm just out of breath. I'm just doing, man, I just been given so much. You think you've been given so much, go back and watch The Passion of the Christ. It's right there at Blockbuster if you don't already own it. Watch that and see what gets spurred up inside of you. See if you'll be able to tell God, no, I want to take a break. I'm tired. Think about that. See, I can't take a break and be tired. When I watch, oh, man, I'm telling you, something inside of me just says, you know, we got to keep on going. There's more people plugging into the call. There's more people that want to be blessed. There's more people that want to be a blessing than somebody else. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this call is going to continue on straight through the convention. I just can't see how we can, you know, even on Saturday and Sunday when the call doesn't go on, I still get up at the same time, even when I'm not trying to. I'm just programmed to get up and to give. First thing, I know the greatest journey in the world, ladies and gentlemen, starts on your knees. See, it's just important for us to recognize who the source of all wealth, the source of all power is, and understand. You know, Marcia, we were listening to the message yesterday that the pastor was giving there at church, and just, and, you know, and he was talking about there's three things to do to overcome the spirit of failure. Now, a spirit of failure, people aren't failures, but sometimes we have a spirit of failure that hangs around us. Not just listening to this. He said, you know, every once in a while we make big mistakes. Maybe you've gone to prison or you've gone to jail. Maybe you're a sex offender. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you're a drug addict. Maybe you've been pointed out in the paper of doing something just so bad, and you come to Christ and you give your life and things turn around for you and they look up and things start getting better. But you got that. Everybody knows about how you've messed up, or even you know how you've messed up, and it's hard to overcome that. He was just talking about how to overcome the spirit of failure. He said, number one, the most thing we have to do is realize that God wants us to succeed. Well, that's what we've been talking about on this call, that the harvest is plenty. All you want is here. It's right here. He talked about number two, that Jesus is the answer. Well, we've been saying that. Get closer to the source of all wealth, closer to the source of all power. And then he said, just be obedient, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And that's what we talk about here, just doing it. And I'm scared, James. I've never done that before. Okay, that's okay. Do it anyway. See, do it anyway. Go out and say something. No matter what you say, just say something. How are you doing today? Do you know anybody they would like to receive an extra paycheck every week. Do you know anyone like that? Let's just take it back a little bit more simple. Just start saying, hello, how are you? You look, pay somebody a compliment. You look nice today. And just start a conversation, chit-chat. Or maybe you're digging into your warm market, calling people you haven't talked to in a long time. Call them up. Say what's going on. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, get used to the 24-hour hotline. I hear every single day how the 24-hour hotline has helped somebody. They let somebody hear that sizzle call, that introduction call, or maybe they just did a travel party and they called us on the 24-hour hotline, press 3, and let James Pruitt, Marcia Pruitt, Roman Torres, Dean Coffin, let these people close your gift. See, learn to use the tools that are here for you, because all what we need is right here. Folks, I've got to just pause for a second, bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about third-level director, national, President's Club ring wearer, multiple, President's Club ring wearer, multiple, President's Club ring wearer, big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the call, none other than third-level director, Mr. Roland Torres. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in James. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. James, everything that we go through in life is a test. Everything that we go through in life is a test that ends up being our testimony. But two things happen, James, when we go through our test. Two things happen when we're going through pain, when we want to quit. Two things happen. When God allows us to go through a test, there's two things that are happening. One, he wants to instruct us, to teach us the right way of doing it. And second, he wants to qualify us. And that's why it happens. James, when I went through the test through the hurricanes, that was God qualifying me to be able to speak to people when they lose 30 at a time, when they lose 40 at a time, when they lose 300 at a time. Say, when I went on my own and I decided to pay for a radio ad and pay for a newspaper ad and spend all that money, I was learning, you know, God was instructing me that you need to follow the system, follow what James has in place. Just do what James said to do, James. So anytime we go through a test, trials and tribulation, know that we're getting instructed and we're qualifying. We're qualifying to know to be able to talk to somebody else and let them know where not to go. James, how you doing, good looking?
Boy, I'm doing so good, Roland. Just to hear your voice and to hear what you're talking about. When you came on this morning and said, good morning, good morning, good morning, I know I've heard you say that many, many times before, but something special about the way you said it this morning. I can feel the excitement in your voice. I can feel your smile, Roland, coming through the phone. I can feel your excitement. And you're so right. We all have a test, that every day the test is there. And you know, Roland, if we don't pass the test, it's okay, because we get to take it again and again and again. You know, Roland, there's some people still taking that first test, still taking the first test again and again. And Roland, I just know that next week you are going to be sailing on the high seas on the Harvest of 20 cruise, spiritual, mental, and financial empowerment voyage. The jet set directors are going to be on that cruise. The captains are going to be on that cruise. The $10,000 bonus earners are going to be on that cruise. The President's Club ring wearers. And the reason I single them out is because we've got folks on this team wearing the ring that aren't even directors yet, but the money's in the bank. See, they'll be on the cruise. And what about those folks? For some reason, Roland, they're not able to make the cruise. You know, they had something else prior scheduled, or they've got a family commitment, or they don't take cruises. They, you know, whatever the reason, good reason, that a person can't be on the cruise. See, their business wants to continue to grow, Roland. Even though we're all there on that cruise, you know, what about the nightly calls that are going on? Well, they won't be going on because we'll all be on the cruise. But guess what? There's a call going on, Roland, 24 hours a day. So right now, did you know, Roland, right now, there's a conference call going on with you on it. It's the 24-hour Jet Set hotline, and I just want to make sure everyone knows to use that hotline when the conference calls are normally going on. So if you've got three or four guests you want to point to a conference call that night, guess what? It's still going on. Just three-way then in on that conference call and press 2. Roland, I want to make sure that everybody has the tools and everything they need to continue to succeed, even though for a week we're going to step away and be on that cruise. Roland, what I'm saying is we have a presentation on the harvestis20.net website in English and Spanish, 24 hours a day. We have the 24-hour hotline rolling, 24 hours a day available. Rolling. The presentation on the website is available 24 hours a day. And, Roland, I want to thank you for having the vision. Once we step off the ship, you've got two powerful events set up with thousands and thousands and thousands of people going to be there in attendance to see the Circle of Champions or Coach Toma. Roland, I want to appreciate you for having the vision, the foresight of putting both events together. It just happened to be the moment we step off the cruise, we have 3 or 4 days to start putting some things together. If you know anybody that lives in Florida, lives near Florida, or can spell Florida, you ought to get them down there to that meeting, Roland. I'm just excited about everything that's in place for us. I'm excited for those folks that are going on the cruise. I'm excited for those folks who are not going on the cruise, and you get an opportunity to keep on earning, keep on building. I'm just excited this morning, Roland, and I want to thank you for having the vision of putting together those events, Roland. Just right there for us to capitalize on. Man, I appreciate your vision this morning.
Oh, man, James, man, it was all led by God. But, you know, James, I was on the road the other day, man, and God gave me another vision. You know, I was like, God, man, what is it? You know, what? How can we get our people over the edge? How can we get the people on this call over the edge? And he said to me very clearly, he said, you know, Roland, your people are fishing in their comfort zone. They're fishing in their comfort zone. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? He said, look on the, I was driving on the Intercoastal Causeway, and I saw a lot of people fishing. You know, they were fishing right there in the shallow area. They had their little fishing rods out, and, you know, right there, their little small boats, and they were fishing in their comfort zone. And then I see some people stelling out in the deep. You know, they take their boat and they go all into the deep. Now, the deep is uncertain. You don't know what's out there. You know, it's a little risky, but they're out there in the deep. And then while they're fishing, now, their fish is over there a little bit bigger, right? They're 100-pound fishes, 200-pound fishes, and they're catching the big fish while everybody else is sitting here in the safe place in the shallow area and fishing in their comfort zone. And he said, Roland, if people just know that they can trust me and just go out there in the deep, sail out there in the deep, cast out their fishing rod out there in the deep, they'll catch the big fish. He says, big fish are not around there in the shallow area. Big fish are not in our comfort zone. They want a big fish like James Pruitt, they got to go out in the deep. They got to go out and take a risk. They got to go out there and just trust God, James. The big fish is out in the deep, James.
You know, Roland, he just called me a big fish. And I think about the time when Maria Nicholson, the school teacher, talked to Marcia Pruitt. She didn't look like a big fish at the time. She just looked like a lady that had a child here and in the second grade, and she seems pretty sharp. I'm going to talk to her. But it was our wives that got together, Roland. It was Maria Nicholson that recruited Marcia Pruitt. And, you know, Marcia started talking to me, and I didn't want to go. And the guy kept calling, and Charles Nicholson kept calling, and he kept calling. I used to look at the answer machine and say, well, his brother just keep on calling, huh, and listen to his message and not pick up. But he just kept calling and kept calling. Marcia kept working on me, and I kept praying. And you know what? I went to that meeting, Roland. I was there at a travel party, man, in a two-bedroom apartment. You know, I was there at the time. I didn't seem like a big fish, but somebody opened their mouth, and they wouldn't give up. They just kept calling. And see, him continuing the call, Roland, we were not answering. We were not wanting to come. He just kept on calling. That's what you're talking about when you're talking about fishing in the deep. Keep on throwing your rod out there. Keep on calling. Keep on calling. And I promise you, those people that see eventually and those people that come aboard, they're going to come back and thank you for not giving up on them. Thank you for not giving up. All we were doing, Roland, is being obedient. All we were doing is continuing to fish in the deep water. You're so right. So what should people do, Roland, when we're gone next week? What should people do while we're on the cruise? What should people do while Coach Tomer is training? They should use that 24-hour hotline, Roland, and the tools available for when they're typically going and checking with some. You know, I just want to make sure that everyone is thinking ahead of what to do to continue to fish, Roland, to continue to build their business brick by brick, smile by smile, handshake by handshake. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon. As you're continuing to do your job and do it and do it and be obedient and do it and smile and say good morning and do it and call somebody up again and say, I just want to make sure, as you're continuing to do that, I want to make sure everyone knows what to do. You know, we were talking Lola, you were talking, Marcia, Michelle, myself, and just kind of planning some of the events that are going to take place on the cruise, on the Harvest of Plenty cruise, and we thought it would be nice. You know, we've got a powerful, powerful, powerful prayer breakfast that's going to take place right there on that ship. We have some just anointed pastors that are going to be speaking on that ship. You know, we thought, wouldn't it be nice to do this call live right there on the ship, to do it live on the ship? Now, keep in mind, we can't use telephones on the ship because nobody's cell phone works on a cruise ship. But we can do it live, Roland, for the people that are there on that cruise. They can see how this call takes place, what it looks like live. What do you think about that, Roland? You think you'd like to do this call live? We have all of the Jet Set directors there, all of the Jet Set captains, the bonus earners. We have, they'll all be right there. We've got pastor after pastor. Over 500 pastors will be on that ship, Roland. What do you think we do this call live right before the prayer breakfast? What do you think about that?
Well, James, I'm looking at myself right now in the mirror, and I'm looking at the way I look right now, the way I am right now in my room, in my bedroom, doing this call, and I am frightened. I'm not letting people see me the way I am in the morning. But, James, you know what? I think that's an excellent idea. I think that's a great idea, man. What an awesome idea that we can go ahead and do this call live right there, right before the prayer breakfast, that we could just go right into the anointing of God right there from that prayer breakfast. This is an excellent idea, James.
You know, I'm just thinking, what is God going to do on that ship? Boy, I know he's going to show out. I don't know. You know, I'm just going to be in position. I'm just going to be there. And you know, Roland, very, very rarely have I received a live training from Coach Tomer. You know, the last live training we received from Coach Tomer was at his house down in the war room so many years ago when he taught us how to break the bank, and how the compensation plan works and how to work the compensation plan. And we're going to be trained and mentored live by Coach Tomer. To me, that is the highlight, Roland, of this entire voyage, is what Coach gives, what you pick up from him, what you see. Can you imagine 500 pastors, Roland, more than 500, right there receiving the message from Coach? I think something's going to happen. Some switch will be flipped or it's going to happen on that ship that's going to spill over, Roland, to when we get off the ship. I think it's going to spill right on over to those big corporate events that you've got set up to get started fast. I just think it's all going to spill over, Roland. And after those events, when we come home, boy, we're going to be foaming at the mouth. We're going to be saying the same thing to people, but they're going to be hearing something different, Roland. And we're going to just push straight on through the convention. And people on this call are going to walk across that stage because of what we've set up and what we put in place. And we can't do it for them. All we can do is put it in place. And I just watched people like Noah Linda Matos and Garland and Marsha Webb and Dwight and Julie Wiggs and Althea and Dwayne Thomas. I just see these people that are so close, a breath away from director Brenda Pruitt. You know, I'm just watching these people that are just so close to director. They're just plugging along, doing all the right things. Roland, everything is in place. This is a special week for us. So if you feel like you're tired, you feel like you've been just continuing to keep on doing, when is this going to stop? Let me tell you something. Your freedom is worth it. The lifestyle you picture is worth it. How you want it to be for your kid, it's worth it. The retirement for your mom that she doesn't have, that you're building, it's worth it. The retirement for you, it's worth it. The ability to have what you want, live like you want, tithe and give to your ministry, it's worth it. And, Roland, I'm just excited about where we are. I'm excited. See, this call and this cause is bigger than you, Roland. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than Michelle, bigger than Marcia, bigger than the directors. It's bigger than YTV, what's going on in this call. See, God is at work here, folks, and I believe he's calling a different kind of person toward wealth. He's calling the everyday, the ordinary. He always picks the ordinary to do the extraordinary. Am I wrong about that, Roland?
James, you're absolutely right, man. I think God is doing something special. God is doing something special. The last shall be first. and the first shall be last. James, there's going to be a time that you and I are going to be right to the back, you know, just watching everybody on this call just excel and just do good. The last shall be first, James. I just really believe that something special is happening with those here on this call, those who are not giving up. It's really not about just giving up, James. I mean, times get hard, but we just keep pressing, just keep pressing, just keep pressing, just keep pushing, just go through the nose, just go through the nose. I think back, man, of Mr. James Battle, James. It took him a year to get to his power team, man. He could have quit, man, but he still was at every meeting, was still at every convention, was still at every meeting that Coach showed him, every fast track day. He went to red carpet, paid out his own money, didn't see it, but kept pressing. And look at him now. Just look at him now, James, what he's able to accomplish just because he didn't quit. Yeah, your business may not be flying like Rollins, or yeah, maybe not flying like your neighbor, but just keep pressing. Just focus on your business. Just focus on what God is asking you, what God is teaching you right now at this time. Just focus on that, James.
You know, Roland, it's just so important to understand what we think about, we bring about. You know, yesterday I was talking to a group of individuals, and we were talking about Lisa Ray being the first lady of Turks and Caicos, and we were just talking about that, and it's like 10 minutes later, a person calls me to do a three-way with them, a three-way call. And I'm thinking, man, we were just talking about that, and then now here it shows up. See, Roland, I believe it all starts every morning with that daily confession. If you haven't heard about what we're talking about, or if you heard about it and you used to do it but you stopped, I'm suggesting, I can't tell you what to do, I'm just highly suggesting that you go to theharvestisplenty.net, and right there on the homepage, click on the Daily Confession. Print that out. Start reading those words aloud. Start doing what Roland says. Speak life into your business. Talk. Confess with your lips that what it is that you want, and tap into the source of all power and all wealth. Now, you might be thinking, well, aren't they going to tell us what to do? Yeah, we can tell you what to do. We can tell you what to say. We can tell you how to talk to a pastor. We can tell you how to talk to someone in the real estate industry. We can tell you all that. But it's more effective when you're doing the right things. You're speaking life into your business. You start off just right. You're calling the hotline. You're pressing for. You're learning how to get your foundation of your business set up. I'm looking so forward to you and Craig tonight, Roland, on this conference call, and I'm going to commit to having three people on that call tonight that I currently don't know. I don't know them right now, but I'm going to have three people through the course of this day on that call tonight because I know I'm flying to New York. And somebody's going to be sitting next to me on that plane in first class. Somebody is going to be sitting there, and they can't go nowhere because the plane is up in the air. And I'm going to strike up a conversation. I'm going to chat and just do what it is we do in the jet set. We just share what's inside of us to come out. Roland, I'm so excited. I could go on and on and on and on, but I'll see you tonight on that conference call with three people I currently don't know, and I'll have them plugged into you, plugged into Craig Sweet, plugged into everybody on this call with guests on, and when they hear the roar of all those people on this call, they'll know that they're missing out on something really good that's been a blessing to so many people. Well, I want to just pause for a second and just turn this call over to you to close out like you do each and every morning. Sir, please take it away, Roland.
James, I would love to. I just let everyone on this call know, don't consume your tomorrows feeding on your yesterdays. Decide today to get rid of all those loser limps. You know, those loser limps, oh, man, that person won't talk to me. Oh, this doesn't work. Oh, this system doesn't work. Get rid of those loser limps, which you may still be carrying from those past experiences. If we're not careful, we will allow the past to exercise a great hold on us. The more we look backwards, the less we're able to see forward. The past makes no difference concerning what God can do for us today. God is willing to change our life today. God wants to change our business today. And Apostle Paul once said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Forget about what you went through yesterday. Get rid of those loser lips. Don't consume your tomorrows feeding on your yesterdays. Let's move forward. Let's press forward. And let's get that prize that God has designed for us. On behalf of Jason Marcia Pruitt, William Michelle Turris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe. Because with God, all things are possible. See you on the call this evening and see you on the call in the morning. Be blessed.
Great, 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 great morning way to start your morning off. I mean, you know, fabulous information. that was shared by James Pruitt and Roland Torres, and just really, you know, just get your morning kicked off right, and you know, it's deeper than the business, as they said, you know, how they tie all things together, and you know, I'm just really excited about receiving that information this morning. And hey, Monticello and Pam, y'all still there?
We're still here.
Yeah, I'm
here. All right.
Hey,
you know, share some of your feedback on, you know, what you got out of the call this morning for our listening audience.
Pam?
I have been sneezing. I look cold on here. I like that part when he's talking about don't give up, about looking back. And that's something I really believe firm in, not looking back, looking forward. Because you never know what God got in store for you. And keep getting on the call. That's why I said I was going to get up this morning. Regardless, I fought it. I said, I'm getting up. I'm going to get back on these calls. I missed it, really, to be honest. I missed the calls. I mean, all the calls I have missed, I missed them in my life. Because they was like inspirational for me. Because I really had nobody to talk to in the morning.
They really do become inspirational in your life, because on these calls you got extremely positive people that are putting out messages of hope. And one of the things this morning is, and as always, is you've got to be a person of great faith to make anything happen, because. You know, once you start trying to do something good or start trying to do something great, of course, the devil starts to work twice as hard as you. And so you've got to be a person of faith. You've got to be able to see. You've got to be able to do see the invisible, to be able to do the impossible. And I think that's, you know, some of the things that they talk about. And, you know, once you realize that everybody goes through this on their path to greatness, then it just becomes part of something. Becomes part of something that you have to do. But it's very important that we all plug into these calls, because if you don't plug in, Satawa, if you don't plug in, you can't win.
That's true. That's what we'll be covering later on this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But you know, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, you know, is just to share. You know, about faith, and it's, you know, it just takes you back to the whole biblical principle. You know, faith without works is empty. Faith without works is dead. Is that having faith and work, and as you said, you know, going out into the deep, you know, to reel in the big fish. You know, you got to have faith to go out into the deep. You know, and I took that to mean, you know, that people have, we used to talk about in another business, people have a chicken list. A chicken list is those people that they know that they're afraid to talk to, because man, I ain't talk to them, man. They you know, man, they up there in life. Well, they still travel and they do all the things that they, you know, really benefit from in terms of this business, and it could really help you by exposing the business, you know, to them. I'm on a mission right now where you know, I had a real estate agent that was here yesterday, you know, as we're dealing with some personal stuff in terms of family, you know, but while they was here to deal with, you know, what they was here for, they had a chance to sit down, watch the presentation, and, you know, they took it in, and they grasped it, you know, but it still was like, you know what, I'm trying to do this real estate thing, and I finally closed them out with, you know, Monty, with the 555 program, and that
right.
Was like, that just blew their mind, you know. And so I said, my magazine's being wins. And I said, look, when magazine's coming wins, we'll get a magazine to you. I gave them some other literature to read over. And then we got into, you know, some basic conversation. And they have a son that's, you know, will be finishing high school next year. And I know I have access to a lot of scholarship information. So I told them I would forward them that information, you know. But basically, you know, we had genuine conversation. We found some common interests, and through that, the dialogue and the flow went to the point that it ultimately ended up with them taking a look at the presentation. And That's what we want people to be able to do. As I told you, I'm not trying to sell you. I ain't trying to ask you to join anything. I just want you to take a look at something, and then you make up your own mind. And that's, you know, the conversation will lead to that if you approach it right.
And basically, what we're doing is sharing information. That's all we're doing is sharing information, whether it be sharing it through the computer or sharing it through the telephone. We're basically sharing information. And Pam?
Yes.
Of course, you know you have the ability to use that new cell phone that you have.
Yeah.
For the silver call, you know, you could do the 2-minute call. You could do the presentation. Option 2 is the presentation. So you have everything you need right at your fingertips.
Let me tell you about my phone. I found out I got a website on my phone, but I ain't got it plugged in yet. You know, I can.
You have internet access?
Yeah, I didn't even know it until the other day.
Well, there you go. See, but see,
yeah.
But see, Pam, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
And you have to know that, and just have the faith. Just have the faith to know that you can get this job done, because you really can. All the tools are right there, available in your hands right now.
Right.
And all you have to do is use them.
Yeah. Use them right. Use them right, and you get a paycheck next week.
I know. I don't know. I haven't stopped going to school. I got up until a year to go there, so I won't be so cluttered. And then my job got me working 11-11. Now we're on this new study with the United States economy. It's crazy. I mean, they really want people to answer these questions about the U.S. economy. I'm surprised, Monty, I ain't called you yet. Maybe
right.
Somebody did.
Not yet.
Okay, and wow. I mean, it's just about a 10-15 minute survey, but it's a lot of reading.
Hey,
we're
gonna change the U.S. economy.
I know.
You know
it's
that
something.
Because we're gonna what we represent to people. We represent hope. We bring hope to people's lives, and so that's the message that we've got to share. I mean. Share through the information that we have through the computer, through the telephone. So the more times that we do that, the more people we can help.
Mm-hmm. I even was watching television about ITV. ITV. I was saying, why is it ITV? I jumped up. I thought he was talking about I said, wow. But it was ITV. This guy was like, he was saying about real estate.
Yeah.
He didn't have nothing, and he's showing people how to. And they also had something about debt, people that getting credit and loans, how the bank is like ripping them off and stuff, and how you can get out of those interest rates and different stuff like that. But that was ITV.
Information.
Yeah. So.
Dow, you got anything?
Yeah, we down to 2 minutes left before we go off the air, and I just want to you know, remind our listening audience and remind y'all that next Sunday we're doing a special broadcast from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're doing our YTB testimonial show, in which we will have different leaders on the show so that people can plug in and hear presentations and testimonials and hopefully get inspired to sign up and join the business. It'll be similar to the phone-a-thon that the Pruitts did, so I'm not calling it a phone-a-thon, I'm calling it YTB testimonial show that we'd be broadcasting to get information out to people and letting people tell their stories. And we're really excited about how that's going to go. And, you know, just want to make sure that, you know, you let people know that they can go online and, you know, pull up the show for next Sunday. Catch it live, be able to call in, know that, you know, that we're on and get the information so that all of us can increase our numbers. Convention is coming up, and we need to really, you know, all of us need to really look at how to get at least 10 new people into the business during the month of July. And if so, you know, that's going to give us enough money to make sure that we can make it to convention. There's a bus leaving out of Memphis tomorrow going up to Red Carpet Day. I don't know what your work schedule is like, Pam, but even if you can't make it, there might be some people you know that might be, you know, interested or curious about the business.
Right.
You can plug them in to Brother Quete, and, you know, they can get their bus ticket and all of that and be able to go. I think we got like 30 seconds left, y'all, so, you know, we can make our closing comments.
Go ahead, Pam.
Well, I'm glad to be on this call this morning. I'm really happy. I got up early enough to get on there. I dialed twice or three times. A couple of times I got cut off. I said, no, it's not going to cut me off today. I'm gonna try it again. I said, well, nothing but the devil. But I'm just happy to be on this call and listen to all the information y'all gave me.
Okay, and folks, got to have faith. Keep your faith first, and see you guys at the top.
Right. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. As Adam Clayton Powell used to say, keep the faith, baby. Hey, see you on the call tonight. Peace and blessings.
All right. Bye-bye.